like the group so far. Everybody we got from, obviously, Rasul, and then obviously we know Sydney's situation, but it's been great with him as well. FaceTime technology is incredible. But those guys are all working hard. We got a long way to go, obviously. You guys know that.
What about Rasul? Tell us about him. What do you like?
I've liked him the whole time. From the combine, obviously I went down there and spent a bunch of time with him at West Virginia. We had him on the top 30, so we got to know him really well. Fortunate enough to get him there in the third, and like his length, like his change of direction. I like his mindset. You guys know I say that all the time. The guy loves ball. He's only been here for what, a month since the draft's been over. Guy comes in every single day with the mindset to get better. He loves ball. He wants to talk football all the time. Loves watching tape, texting me, all that other stuff. But I like where he's going. You guys have seen him in person. He's a big man. So that the technique part of that is what we are consistently going to have to work on. It's hard to play that position out there and be efficient and create hard angles when you're tall. I mean, you've got to be able to bend, you've got to stay down, you've got to be able to be efficient with your upper body, not just your lower body. And he's gotten a little bit better since he's been here. He was a good player. We got to fine-tune all that stuff, and we're working on that right now. But I like where he's going.
When it comes to Sydney, obviously he can't practice right now, can't be on the field for a while, come back from the injury. But, hey, what are your impressions of him just from getting to know him and working with him on FaceTime and going over schemes? And, B, what stood out on his tape when you guys drafted him?
There's a lot that stood on his tape. Competitiveness, effort, change of direction, ball skills. You can find it down the field, which is obviously empirical for us. Liked everything about him, the entire process. First interview at the Combine, I think it was the first one, might have been the second one. Outstanding in that part of it. And the guy's a good player. Great control of his body, violent in and out of his breaks. Guy plays with his hair on fire. He checks off all the boxes. And then obviously this, a little bit different obviously because of the, he was here for the rookie mini camp. So we got exposed to him a little bit right there. It was in all the meetings. It was great. Smart kid. Asked a lot of questions, which is exactly what I expected him to do. And then the FaceTime thing, it's amazing. Got to do it with the rules. You can only do it at night. So we spent a lot of time talking on FaceTime and going through it. And then obviously he's back. So we'll keep him catched up. But I love everything about him besides the fact that he's not going to be able to run around. But that is what it is.
How concerning is that, that what you saw on tape isn't going to be at the same level once he actually gets healthy and recovers from the injury?
I mean, I can't comment on that. I have no idea. My expectation is he's going to be back and be the same player. We'll see. I mean, only time will tell on that. I have no idea when that's going to be. That'll be when the doctors tell me he's ready.
How do you get Sydney ready? Or make this not a lost year while he's on the shelf?
Yeah, it won't be a lost year. Whenever he comes back, obviously that gap between all these OTAs, and he'll be behind in that. That's the only difference. We are preparing, though. He's showing up every single day like he's going to play this year. Now, is he? I have no idea. He has no idea. But we are going about our business on a daily basis like he's going to play. So his mindset's got to be exactly the same, and then when he's out there, he's out there. Will he be a little bit behind? He'll be behind because he obviously just hasn't had these reps.
Jalen admitted last year, and even in recent weeks, that you were extremely tough on him, and he said he needed that.
Was or still am?
Still am.
Okay, good.
Okay, and now that he's making that progression, and assuming he's going to be a starter, what are your expectations of him now in terms of elevating his game to the next level?
I would say first that would be an assumption because I have no idea who's going to be out there when we start. But it's the same. I mean, he's got a year under his belt, which is obviously huge. He's been in games. He's played in big games. He's played good in some games. He's played bad in some games. So obviously the biggest thing would be if whatever happens and wherever he plays, whatever his role will be this year, that there's a lot more good play than there is good and bad. He was a rookie last year. I'm proud of him for what he did. He's got to play at a more consistent level. And he'd be the first guy to say that. So he's got a ways to go, like we all do. I mean, whether it's him or anybody else in the room, we've got a ways to go before we play that first game. So we'll keep grinding it down, and then we'll find out how the whole who plays where and who starts where when that time comes.
What do you see different from January 1st to now with a player like Jalen and a player like C.J. Smith?
I would say both of them trending upward, both getting better. They've both done a good job. Obviously, both of them here last year, Jalen played a lot more than C.J. did. But C.J.'s doing a good job as well. They've made some plays, and they've both given up some plays at OZH too. But keep falling back to the original question. Obviously, once you've been here for a year, and they both have, whether they played or not, just the daily exercise of showing up every single day with the mindset to get better. Once you have it, you now know. I mean, they're not rookies in that sense anymore. So they're different players that way. We still got a long ways to go, but I'm glad they're both here.
Young players learn also as well from veteran players as they do from coaches, help them visualizing things. How do you tap into a Patrick Robinson's wealth of experience in terms of helping you groom these young guys get ready for what's to come?
Yeah, that's a great point, and I strongly agree with that. Patrick's been, I mean, obviously I've never been around Patrick's, saw him come out and all that, but this is the first time I've actually had him in a room, and it goes down just like this. In the meeting room or on the field, you're in individual drills and you're doing a drill, and then as Patrick goes through and I coach him, then he gets out, then the next guy goes through, and then I turn around and then Pat's over there coaching him. In the meeting room, showing a play on tape, going through those discussions, and then Pat says, hey, I got a question about this, and then he explains it, and I said, Pat, you explain it how you see it, and then he explains it to the room, and then the room's like, okay, I see it that way too. So he's been great. I've really enjoyed him in the room, and he will make us all better. The guy knows ball. He's played a lot, so he gets the game, which is there's no, I mean, for players to hear it from me all day long, bang bang bang, and then for him them to hear it from other players obviously is big.
How
big
about
bonus for him.
How about on the field from Patrick? What have you seen from him?
He's done a good job. On the ground a few times, the first early on, just in phase two, and then on the ground early in the OTAs, and then not as much here. So I think he's getting better. Technique-wise, trying to change some of the things, and there's not much. No, there's not much to change on him. But I like his quickness. The guy can run. He's smart. There's just certain things that you don't teach, kind of the same question, that you don't coach as far as technique-wise, and he just sees it. He can see the formation. He can see the splits, the alignments, who's on, who's off. He gets the game. So that's obviously a bonus.
What kind of progress has Jalen Watkins made toward kind of being that third safety?
He's progressing, I think, just like everybody else is. We got a strong battle going right there. Obviously, him and Terrence Brooks are fighting for that third spot. Feel pretty good about, obviously, Rodney and Malcolm. We'll see how that goes, too. But I think just like anything else, Jalen having been here now 2 years with me, last year in this system, mentally for Jalen, it's coming faster for him. And obviously the less you have to think back there at safety, it frees up your body to just play. And that's probably the biggest thing I've noticed. Terrence Brooks, now that he was with us, obviously didn't play on defense last year except for the situational part there at the end of the Giants game, has done a good job too. So those two right there, and then with Chris back there, you guys know Chris. I mean, Chris could go in at any point. And then Trey Williams, the kid that we got out of Shepherd, has done a good job too. He's your typical rookie, especially at safety. Different safety, different than corner. I mean, a lot more communication, a lot more adjustments. Things happen faster. But he's coming along too. I like his athleticism. So that battle there for that three and four, it's ongoing. Should be good.